Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Dear listeners, we have reached the 61st verse of the chapter. Now let's listen to this verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ليس على الأعمى حرج ولا على الأعرج حرج ولا على المريض حرج ولا على أنفسكم أن تأكلوا من بيوتكم أو بيوت آبائكم أو بيوت أمهاتكم أو بيوت إخوانكم أو بيوت أخواتكم أو بيوت أعمامكم أو بيوت أعمامكم أو بيوت عماتكم أو بيوت أخوالكم أو بيوت خالاتكم أو بيوت خالاتكم أو ما ملكتم مفاتحه أو صديقكم ليس عليكم جناح أن تأكلوا جميعا أو أشتاتا فإذا دخلتم بيوتا فسلموا على أنفسكم تحية من عند الله مباركة طيبة كذلك يبين الله لكم الآيات لعلكم تعقلون.
There is not upon the blind any guilt, nor upon the lame any guilt, nor upon the ill any guilt, nor upon yourselves if you eat from your own houses, or the houses of your fathers, or the houses of your mothers, or the houses of your brothers, or the houses of your sisters, or the houses of your father's brothers, or the houses of your father's sisters, or the houses of your mother's brothers, or the houses of your mother's sisters, or from houses whose keys you possess, or from the house of your friend. There is no blame upon you whether you eat together or separately. But when you enter houses, give greetings of peace upon each other, a greeting from Allah, blessed and good. Thus does Allah make clear to you the verses of ordinance, that you may understand.
As we said in the previous episodes, we've been discussing this verse for a couple of episodes now. It seems that after all these commentaries that we mentioned, that in the advent of Islam, some Muslims avoided eating food lonely. And if they could not find anyone as company for eating food, they would remain hungry for a time. So the Quran somehow is letting them know, inspires them, that eating lonely or with other persons is also lawful. And in this regard, there is another idea as well. Some commentators have said that some Arabs believe that the food of their guest must not be served separately. They thought that for respecting the guests, they ought not to be with them during eating food. They thought that by being with the guest when the guest is eating, they thought that the guest might become shy. Somehow, they felt that the guest is feeling uneasy. So they left the guests alone while the guests were eating. This verse removed these considerations, somehow taught them that this is not the point, this is not an admirable custom, and you must accompany your guests even during their eating time. Another group of commentators have also said that some people believe that the poor must not eat with the rich, and different divisions of the society must eat separately, and the Quran rejected this idea and wrong custom with this sentence. So there is no problem if this verse refers to all of those points and commentary ideas that is mentioned in the commentaries. So this verse is somehow general in its meaning.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So, after that, the verse refers to another ethical matter, and it says, "But when you enter houses, salute one another with a greeting from Allah, blessed and good." فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ تَحِيَّةً مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُبَارَكَةً طَيِّبَةً. The verse says that when you enter houses, you must salute one another. And it finally says, thus does Allah make clear His revelations for you. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ. So that which houses are the purpose of the Quranic word buyut, some believe, actually, that it might refer to those 11 houses that were mentioned prior to this part. Some others believe that it might refer to the mosque specially, but it is clear that the verse is somehow unconditional, it is general meaning-wise, and it can envelop all those meanings, including those 11 ones prior to this part, or the other houses, such as the houses of your friends, the houses of your relatives, and so on. But there is no reason for limiting the vast concept of the verse, so we believe that the verse can encompass, this part of the verse specifically, can encompass all the previous instances and all the previous examples of buyut. So if one says the word buyut is limited to each of these commentaries that we see in different commentary books, we believe that that might be right, but the verse is somehow general and it cannot be somehow claimed to be limited to each or one or some of these meanings, actually. So we will move on with the purpose of the Quranic term فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ inshallah in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.